Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds? Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds? While they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. People gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. 'Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
How are you doing this evening? So this is Jennifer Snell, and this is episode 54 of Unseen Realms. We are going to be talking about alien implants, seals, entities, false safes, fail safes, and mental generators. And now we have our co-host, Grace and Glaude. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Go Eagles!
From
Philadelphia, folks. Go Eagles.
Absolutely. Yeah,
yep,
go Eagles.
Yep. I think they're showing it downtown at the Dugout, this place down in Esley. They have a big screen TV down there. Of course, it won't be playing until midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning, but I think they're showing it down there. I still don't know if I'm going. I can't stay up that late. But I'll catch it tomorrow. So anyway, all of you that are having a Super Bowl Sunday out there, have a great time. It's going to be a great night. No matter what happens, it's going to be a great night.
Yes, it is. And I am also rooting for the Eagles. Yes, never won a Super Bowl. It's their time, for sure.
Yes. Yes, I know a lot of angels that have passed away that will be dancing if they win. I know one in particular. You know, they grease the poles. I told you that. They grease the poles in Philadelphia so people can't climb on them.
Because they're going to be a huge parade when they win. So we're holding the light for the Phillies, for sure.
Anyway, so, yes, we are talking about some unpleasant things this evening. Sorry about that. Has Sandra showed up yet online?
Yes, she is here. Can we bring her in?
Okay. Sure. Let's bring her in.
Yes. Hello.
Great. How are you? I'm here.
How are you?
Okay. I'm great. Thank you. Go Eagles.
Yeah, go Eagles. Go Eagles. Whoa.
I'm sorry. Lived in Philadelphia for 30 years. I'm an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's time, right? Go Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So who are we going to start? How are you, Sandra?
I am doing fine. Thank you, Grace.
Good. So let me go. Okay. Do you want to stay on the entire time, or do you want to start with seals first, and then you can go off on your way? It's up to you. We're going to totally run it as you want.
I would like to do the seals first. That'd be great because of other things later, and so I probably won't be on for the whole show, but I am very delighted to be here today.
Okay, cool. Then let's do seals first.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Sandra is the Seraphim Blueprint teacher, and she also teaches Angel Codes for Peace, and she does a lot of other stuff. She does land clearing, seal clearing, and we met Sandra a while ago. She does multiple souls. Soul readings. Soul clearing, yes. So I've had the experience of her working on my children, which was great. She did a great job on my kids, and so I've seen firsthand what she can do. And so she has discovered seals. So you want to go ahead and explain seals? We're talking about not we're talking about a seal, an S-E-A-L. You know, that's
energetic seal, yeah.
Energy blockage. So go ahead.
It's okay. I'd love to do a little intro as to how this came about because of being angelically and divinely sent to all of this and guided. And so it goes back to like March 2015. And I'm a person that journals and almost every day writing. And there's two guides that kind of interrupted my morning journaling. And they just told me it was time to activate a master angel opening. And I had no idea what they were talking about. And they also assured me this installment was a direct link to God. They explained that they were from, at the time, it was Ashtar Command and other friendly groups that monitor Earth. And in that turn, they led me to material on the Internet concerning 30,000 plus years of control and manipulation of the Earth's planetary grid by these aliens, particularly the group called the Anunnaki, for those who are aware. And so I was told that it was time to be aware of these seals. So there was a lot of research on this. And so the bottom line is that these seals, they were placed in the Earth magnetic grid thousands of years ago. They were placed there to manipulate the Earth grid. And since we as humans share an energetic connection with the Earth, we inherit these implants or seals, like Grace said, S-E-A-L, seals at birth. Everyone who's born into the Earth magnetic field receives these seals. These are energetic distortions that affect your genetic structure and does interfere with our ability to connect with our higher angelic imprint. And they literally created a short cycle of death and reincarnation to slow us down in our evolution. And these seals are connected, like I said, to the magnetic grid, and they're not created by what I call divine source. And this was the main reason that the 12 strands of our DNA have not been connected. And that has been scientific fact that we have 12 strands of DNA, but only two of them, I believe, were connected. And our doctors and research really thought that it was just junk DNA. And, of course, that was many years ago. And now they're finding that this DNA has purpose. So the bottom line is these seals are like it challenges us to be everything that we can be. It keeps us from being everything that we can be because we were meant to come in to Earth with what I call an original angelic soul print. And so these particular aliens have really stripped us away of having our own divine inheritance, and it affects our ability to evolve as a human race and to ascend, which a lot of times we talk about. Some people don't like the word ascension, but let's just say becoming morally highly involved. And we weren't meant to come in and live 10 years, 50 years, or 100 years and then start over. And we forget about. So that's why we have past life regression. People are looking for that information because we have blocks about remembering what we already had evolved before. So we're constantly starting over. And so the seals are there that keep us from evolving. And that's probably about the best way I could explain it, that the way it happens for each of us.
Okay. So can we talk about some of the seals, or is this, or do you want to give information on the class you do? Do you want to give us some, you know, some insight, or maybe one or two of the names of the seals?
Well, you know, a lot of it's been broken down, and they come across different names called seals. Some people have called them etheric tags or programs.
Okay.
And also, I feel that our own government is in dealing with the space program, which they already know. They've known since the 30s. We've had contacts with extraterrestrials and have been given lots of information and sharing. And so a lot of things that are happening is with our government and contracts and the chemtrails and the different things. But we're going to focus on the seals. And there's one particular set that's really, they call them actually, anybody can Google, they're called Jehovahian seals. They're called the seven death seals. But what they do is they pretty much are connected with us a lot on the left side of our body, from the top of our head all the way down to the bottom of our feet. And so for some people who do have a lot of health things or things going on the left side of their body might relate to, wow, there could be something there. And so they do have been given different names over the years, and a lot of the names match up with some of the higher civilizations that we have lived in, you know, that connected with, say, Egypt or Lemuria, Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been given names because every time that we were expanding, a seal was put on that. So we would not remember that information. So it would keep us from evolving. And
so it would keep us from remembering our gifts and Lemuria and Atlantis and all that.
Yeah. So one of the seals to be removed would be called a Lemurian seal or tag.
Okay.
The Mayan seals. So you actually Atlantean, like I mentioned, and so you've just had these different programs. I mean, that's basically what the seals are doing, is running a program, and we don't know how it affects us, but when the seals are actually removed, we find that it's almost a euphoric and a lighting feeling, and I feel that we need to clear all children first, and because of the children who are going to be taking over the world and saving this planet, have the best shot at doing that.
Okay.
And so we're evolving. We want to evolve and learn from our original angelic soul print.
So, because we're going to have listeners that are going to want to know how to remove these seals, you do a class on this, right? Am I correct in saying you do classes on this?
I, And
Sandra's very affordable.
It's very affordable because I was told that, you know, that what I was learning, getting from these higher beings and my own, you know, higher self, that this had to be done. And it isn't necessarily about me clearing everybody. It's about me teaching you how to clear yourself and your family. I can't clear by myself. So it's something that needs to be passed on. And I do classes, and if I don't know how we would do that as far as letting people who are listening who might want to know.
We could post it on our Facebook page.
You can post it on the Facebook page. Okay.
Yeah, I can just put your address, your www site on there, and your website on there, and then just what is the name of the class when you teach this?
When I teach it.
You have a lot of different classes.
Well, I named this one Angel DNA Soul Print Alignment.
Angel DNA.
Angel DNA Soul Print Alignment.
And how much is the class?
The class is $50.
Yeah, so this is extremely
People will get cleared in that class. So it's not only, and there are many people who are charging hundreds of dollars just to clear you. I just want to empower everyone. So when you're in the class, you get yourself cleared and get activations, and in turn, you can do others. This is not anything that I own. I've only been given this information, and I was told to share it.
Okay. All right, and I've taken the class, and it's a great class. I mean, she's done, you know, and it does help you move through easily.
Yes, and so the main thing is to certainly be able to function, and there's a lot of information on the Internet about the Anunnaki, if anybody wants to just Google it, and that was basically how I started, because the angels just led me to the information. And, I mean, people were anywhere charging from $199 to $500 to do this. And so me, I go to angels and God, and they say, okay, no, we'll help. And we're going to help you to help other people. So I do the class locally here in Florida, but I also have teleconference at the same time. This is a class that can be done on teleconference, and, of course, with Jennifer and Grace's location, we did do it on teleconference. Yeah. But it is something that, and I'd be curious, you know, if your listeners have a chance to chime in, is if anybody had any experiences or how this resonates with them. Because sometimes we really resonate with this stuff, but we don't understand why. Because when I first saw it, I went, what are they talking about? But when I read it, the detail and the information, I just felt that it rang true with me. And there are a lot of, you know, we talk about aliens. And so there are, alien is just foreign to Earth. So it's a word. So the extraterrestrials do have their good and bad, just like we have here on Earth. And but there is kind of a Peace Corps of the galaxy that's out there that oversees Earth and trying to help. And so they just feel that it's time for everybody to wake up and, you know, and just find out. But thank God we have figured ways to do some things, like through Akashic Records that Jennifer does, through past life regression. Some of us just have past life dreams or some things that happen with people, a deja vu. And so the thing is, the information from all those past lives is in our subconscious, is in our DNA. But it's like somebody closed a door on it and said, this is the seal for this, this is the closed door for this. And so the angels and the good galactics are coming in and saying, we want to help you.
That's great. That's wonderful. That's it. That's really, really good.
So to me, it's a Peace Corps Earth mission.
Absolutely. So we have a caller from Nebraska.
Okay.
Do you want to take it? Okay.
Yeah, let's take it and see if she's interested.
Hello?
All right. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. This is Sharon. Yeah, no, you're right.
Hi, Sharon.
Nebraska. Hi.
Yes.
I just was on to listen to you and then, you know, have a reading the second half. I don't know what if, you know, these topics are really interesting. So I wasn't sure, you know, your write-up, it says, you know, the second half of the show, you will be taking calls and readings. So I was just learning, listening, and didn't know if, you know, so I was just on the queue. So I don't know what you want to do with me.
We were just wondering if you had a question about what we were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I am very interested in the implants and the different things that, you know, you've been told. And
you want them out, right?
I wanted to know what you thought. Well, I don't know if I have them or not, but
everybody's got them. Everybody's got them. Everybody, they're put in as soon as we're born. They're put in. Everybody has them because they're in the Earth's magnetic field. So as soon as you're born, you got them.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful.
in some ways, it's like some of us never had a chance. We had these challenges, and that sometimes life is really, really can be really tough. And
this
gives you a chance.
I have heard of the Akashic Records. I've never had a reading of anybody who knows how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, you know, I've never seen any aliens. However, my mother did right here in my house. So that bothered me. But my mother was very gifted, you know, every thing you can think of she had, including healing and all of that, and she didn't understand it, and so she kind of tried to stay away from it, like the clairvoyance and all that, because she said it was always bad. Most times she'd see bad things and she didn't like it, so there was nothing she ever tried to do. It just would happen, and that kind of same thing that goes with me, but she had to get to healing, and I don't, even after she passed away, her hands were still hot. So, but she saw these aliens, and we didn't ever talk about aliens, and she never talked about aliens, but she saw this tall, skinny green bug, is what she said. And,
oh, my goodness.
And then she also saw a gray that wasn't very tall.
Yeah.
And they were together, and she just, like, opened her eyes, and they were standing in front of her bed. I don't know if they wanted to be seen or if it was just because my mom has the gifts that she could see them.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, you may also have a portal in your she may have had a portal on her property. We have two types with Sandra that told me you have two types of portals, ones that allow beings in and the other ones that allow, you know, that allow beings to go out. And so she also,
you know, I think you're right about that because
Sandra's work. That's not my work. That's Sandra's.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's going on because I've seen some things. And that could be, you know, there's a lot of water underneath where I live, broken pipes, actually, and stuff under my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that attracts some water.
Are you saying you're in the house that you grew up in?
Yes. No,
so you're still there.
Right. Mm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
should we send her to your Facebook site to talk to you? Or, you know, like, okay, Sharon, could you hang up and then we could do the readings at the end of this? Do you mind? Or just,
sure.
You know, we'll
yeah.
And then we'll finish this up, and then you'll be the first one on after that. Is that possible, Jen? Jen, are you there?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
I know.
That's
number.
Great. And we can talk to her on the other side.
Yep. I will, like, I have to listen through the phone, so I can just turn my, take my hand down or whatever, how they do.
Yeah, you don't have to hang up. I'll put you on mute. Okay.
Just put on mute,
cool.
Great.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
So is that a question that Jennifer, you and Grace could answer, if that was a question to ask if he had portals in the helm?
I couldn't do it without my pendulum. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it without the pendulum. I mean, that would, I'd have to know the address, and I'd have to know the address. I mean, I could clear the place, like, you've taught us to do. I could clear that.
Right.
But
well, I was just thinking, like, for those that are listening, like, a lot of times we sometimes have places in our home that we wonder about. And a lot of people, if they're good with a pendulum and have that great connection, mine talks to me really well, that I trust yeses and nos when I get them. And so for any of the listeners on their home, you can walk through your home room by room and just ask if there's a portal here. And certainly
and
if there's a portal, then you ask if it's positive or negative. And any negative ones would really need to be closed.
Yes. And then we'd have to have another show on how to close negative portals.
So, yeah. Well, you never know, huh, Grace?
We have next week and the week after and the week after. We're going to be here for a long time.
You have plenty of time. But I do think that, going back to the seals, that some of the things that get released with the seals, just to give a little bit of idea, is, most people may realize that they have come into this lifetime with a contract. You know, we have a contract, and this is what we've come in to learn and to expand and so on and so forth. So we can release old contracts, belief systems that are not working. We can release karmic imprints, negative thought forms. And to be honest with you, we can do this. I can teach people how to do it. But there is a percentage of people, based on their belief in their source, for me that's God, for others it might be something else, that God and the angels do this. And prayer and intent is very, very powerful. And people can just ask in prayer to have these seals removed. And they can be happen that quickly with some people, where people can try that. And it was just a matter of asking that this be done. You know, a lot of people like to call in Metatron. He's the one of the ones that I work with, particularly in this removal. And so, because sometimes we have people that, well, I'm not sure. But if you have time to be quiet, go into prayer, asking the archangels and Metatron and your source to come forward and the angels to come forward and ask them to clear and remove these seals, and just sit for a moment and see how you feel. Most people almost feel lighter and euphoric. I'm very visual, so I don't want to share that because it implants what everybody expects to see, but I just felt like things were being removed. And so one of the great things in it is my angels have told me that I needed to start clearing schools where the children are. And so this can be done once you learn how to do it. It can be done to clear large, like a school or a university or a college. But I'm starting with schools, mainly elementary first, and I was told to do my county. Well, there is over 100 in my county between public and private schools and charter schools. And so I just started this week, and so I try to do what the angels ask me to do. So I'm in service. And others who may just clear their family and friends, and others may feel that they want to start clearing schools. Until we receive the information of how as a large group of people together can remove it from the magnetic grid so that the whole thing stops. And so far, that information has not been channeled to anyone yet. So we must work as a group.
Mm.
So I'm hoping there's a few more warriors out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So can we give them your website, Sandra?
Well, my website is my name, sandramcgill.com, and that's MCGILL.com.
Right. And Tuesday night, Sandra has meditations, and they're like $10 a meditation.
Yes.
And you kind of get, if you're doing teleconference, you can go in, and there's always a group on the other side. It's a lot of fun. It's like being there.
Yes. Yeah. That's on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Anyone can come in on teleconference. But I do say that it started out probably 10 years ago, where it was kind of what I would have said, an Angel 101, very sweet meditation class. But just know that anything can come up this class, anything from working with the archangels, working with Mother Mary, and also working with extraterrestrials like the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, and the Syrians.
And
so, yeah, it's so some people can find might find that shocking, but the angels are always connected to everything that I do.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Yes.
We have a caller from British Columbia. Do you want to take it? You guys?
Yeah, let's find out if she has a question first. Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, hi. I was just waiting to ask a question in the second half of the show also.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Okay.
We can take your question. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh.
Wait, Sand. We already have. Wait. We have that woman who has been waiting. So let's take her question the second half of the show, okay? Because we have the other woman from the
Mouth
that's waiting. Yeah.
Okay.
In line. Sorry about that.
Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
All right. Let me see. Okay. So do you want to do alien implants now? Okay. Wait. Let's. Sandra, are you done?
Yes, I really was. Thank you for giving me the platform to share this information, and I hope it piques other people to certainly explore my website, to explore the internet in general, in Googling these words. And if they're interested, let me know of their interest, and we can, you know, it doesn't take very much to put a class together at any time during the week or the weekends. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you. Thanks. Goodbye, Jennifer. Goodbye,
Bye.
Grace. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Do you want to do alien implants?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you've got the floor.
Okay. So I just want to share with everyone that there was a show on Netflix called Patient 17. And basically it talked about the fact that there was physical evidence of alien implants in humans. Okay, so the whole documentary was around this guy. There was a doctor on Coast to Coast AM, which is a show on the internet / radio. It starts at like 12 o'clock at night into, I'm not sure, like 3 o'clock in the morning. There was a guy named Mr. Lear, Roger Lear, and he's been on that show for a while. And he's a surgeon in L.A., and he's been doing implants for a while, talking to people that they believe have alien implants in their bodies. Okay, so the documentary is around this guy who comes into the place in L.A., and they take something out of his leg. So they use like a stud finder, you know, like you would use like for building a house or so forth. And they find out that he has this metal in his leg, and they pull it out. They do a quick little surgery. And it turns out that this little implant has 36 different isotopes, metal isotopes, which normally an alloy has around 5. So if an alloy of the planet has 5 different isotopes, it might be iron, you know, lead, whatever. This thing had rhodium, arsenic, all these different things in it, platinum, and so forth. So basically they concluded that this was off planet. So the whole question becomes, okay, so an off planet alien intelligence is monitoring people. Why is
like
that?
Like tagging them like animals.
Yeah, tagging us like animals, and why are they doing that? So that's the gist of the show, the documentary, right? Why are they doing that? And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this, and from my opinion, I think that it's something to do with the ascension, you know, kind of like they're monitoring our DNA, maybe, to see, okay, how are we doing with the ascension and so forth? You know, we have Corey Good and the Gaia TV people. They're saying similar things. So it would make sense. What do you think, Grace?
I haven't seen it, but I would suspect that you're right. I have. I know that I had a mentor named Faith Kuman, and any of you guys from Delaware, you know who I'm talking about. And she had told me that she was taken aboard a ship one night. Now, Faith was an amazing medical psychic. I have the only other person I know that's like good, great like she is, has been Jennifer. Because I've, you know, and Faith helped me a lot when the kids were, when we were going to get the kids and all that other stuff. Also for, I had, you know, problems with wheat and things like that. And she was able to pick it out. And she had talked to me about aliens, and she had said that she was taken aboard a ship and that there was a smaller one that was kind of, she was on a table, and then there was a taller one that came over, and they kept looking at her. And I'm thinking, well, you know what, you know, because Faith was really amazing. And she said her husband watched her drop out of the ceiling that night onto the bed. He saw her come directly. Now, that must have been surprising. Come right out of the ceiling and onto the bed. And but she didn't say they put a probe in her or anything. And I thought, well, you know, if we are being monitored, she was well above the normal that you would have down here, and you would want to see what, you know, that kind of specimen is like and things like that. But that was the only time I've ever seen that. That's the only time I've ever, you know, seen that, you know, heard of actual physical evidence of aliens. You know, I've kind of seen them in clouds. I've kind of seen Arcturians. I went to see someone for medical healing, and she was standing there, and she, now it's medical, it's energy work, and I saw a cloud of purple beings behind her. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
And it was just like a cloud that opened up behind her. And I've talked about this on shows before.
Right.
You had that picture of somebody's animals on somebody's yard being monitored, you know, having little lights behind them and things like that. So, it's possible. I mean, it's absolutely possible.
Okay. So,
and also,
again, I would recommend everyone, if you have Netflix, to do a search on Patient 17. It's a really good show. Really thought-provoking, if anything, to say
right,
the least.
Right. Yeah. So that leads us to the next thing is entities. I'm a body code and emotion code certified practitioner. And when I'm working with people, I do muscle testing or use a pendulum, but I always do muscle testing. I do the sway test. So I found out that with my work with people, I come across entities. When people die, they don't always go to the other side. And what I find is that near the coccyx bone in the back, when I'm doing at work with them, because I have to run a magnet down their back. This is once you get into the emotion code and the body code and you learn all of this property, just don't go running magnets down people's backs because, you know, pacemaker people and people who are pregnant, no, we don't do that. So you got to buy the emotion code book, learn Dr. Bradley's protocol and all that other stuff. But what I did find, it's not in the book, is that that people who have passed sometimes hide near the coccyx bone of the person that I'm working on. And when I'm running my hands down their back, it feels it's like an energy that's pushing out. So when I muscle test, I find out the age that the entity has attracted there and whether and what age the person is that's there. Sometimes it's the fetus. A mother has lost a baby, a miscarriage, or through an abortion, and the baby is still attached to her. The soul of the baby is still attached. And I can find out what age, you know, what age within a year or two. And then I ask her if it's possible to let the baby go up. And we do what your clearing is when you ask Archangel Michael, Archangel Azrael, and Metatron to open a window and to allow the soul to pass up. Okay? Jen has done this on a show about this before, but we can do it again. And if it's okay with the mother, then the baby is allowed to go up. I found sometimes I find people that don't want to pass over. Suppose you have a family member who is afraid of being judged on the other side for whatever reason. They might hide within that area in your back. And I found that several times. I've worked with somebody a couple weeks ago, and her godfather was attached there, and she had the female name. She had the female name, and he had the male name. You know, it was kind of like, you know, Kemi or Michelle or Michaela or something like that. You know, she was the female, and he had the, you know, the male name. And in that case, you have to ask Archangel Michael to pass the person over. Doreen Virtue has all that in her books and stuff like that. You have to open the window and pass them over. And that happens quite often, and it happens more than you realize. The person is afraid to go over to the other side for one reason or another, and they hide on the person. The problem is it starts sucking the prana off the person they're hiding on. It starts sucking off their life force energy. They don't understand why they're tired. I mean, I've seen people that have been carrying people for 20 or 30 years. The other one is the entities. Now, this is in the body code, whereas you have your energy goes out about 5 feet from you, and apparently when we're a child, when we're a baby, it starts like it's a tree. Our outer rings are our babyhood, and as we come in, our energy grows up as we're coming in. You know, this is childhood, this is teenage years, this is adult years, this is. So what I'm doing body code, and I encourage, like, you know, body code and emotion code are so easy to do, and I encourage people to really get into this. I will find entities in there, and these are entities that have never had physical bodies and would like, you know, and they get stuck into an energy. Like, suppose you have an energy of three or four trapped emotions that haven't been cleared. Well, the energy will, that negative energy or that entity will come and kind of suck on that energy that's stuck in your energy field, slowing you down and completely slowing you. You know, you're not able to move as quickly as you would like to move. Now, I've seen this, and I'm still clearing them sometimes out of my energy field. You know, I'll see this at, like, sometimes I've seen a preconception, and you know, I couldn't believe when I saw an entity show up at preconception. I'm like, are you kidding me? Well, sometimes it's from a past life, or sometimes you have these emotions trapped when you know who your mother and father is going to be, and you're like, I want to go down there. And so there's a way, you know, there's kind of a way to take them off. There's, you know, there's a way to take them off with the body code, the emotion code. And I'm sure there's other different methods to take them off too. Another thing that I've seen in my travels is something called a failsafe. Now, a failsafe is a program that plays in your body. It looks like a black box, and it's got little wires coming off of it. And it's something that kind of plays again and again in your body. And again, I use the body code to get rid of it. I mean, I'll see them, and I'll use the body code. So a failsafe is like some people, you think they're getting better, they've had a healing, and they're better and better, and all of a sudden, they get worse. You know, it's kind of this thing that repeats. It's like a virtual piece of software that's repeating in the body, repeating again and again, that keeps the body from getting better. And I've removed, sometimes I see them with one box, and sometimes I see one box that has like five little boxes connected to it and another little box. So I have to remove the failsafe and all the programs that are attached to it. Some people that I work with believe it. Some people say, no, it's not possible. This is what I've seen. The other one is the metal generator. The metal generator are things you can pick up, like watching those big Teletron TVs, you know, and all of a sudden there's little earbuds. You're like singing, the, you know, the Pepsi song, or you can't get this out of your head, or you can't get that out of your head. Well, actually, they come in from those big, those, you know, watching those big Teletron, those TVs like you would see at the sporting events or music events you would see there, and that's how they come in. Another thing you have to be careful of is post-hypnotic suggestions put in by things that you're watching. Some people out there have teenagers, and they can't understand why all of a sudden they're, like, you know, out of control. Well, these kind of things can be put in when they're playing video games, when they're playing listening to music. You have to kind of muscle test. When you buy music, you have to muscle test it and see if there's not anything in there. Like, I went through all my CDs, and I came out with a stack of CDs that muscle tested negatively. I'm like, okay, these are going to go. They're not back in my, I'm just going to have to get rid of them. So there's things out there, and there's ways to take care of it. I keep pushing this emotion code thing, but I'm telling you that I haven't seen anything that's worked this well that is so affordable. Bradley Nelson has www.healerslibrary.com, and you can download his emotion code book for free. And he can teach you how to, you know, they'll teach you how to do the emotion code. Or you can get it off of Amazon. And once you do the emotion code, you can go up to the body code. And that allows you to, you know, release a lot of stuff. So sometimes it's you know, you're working through life and you're working, you can go much faster. Another thing is you can use angels. You can ask angelic help. They're always there. Angels will not show up unless you ask them to come into your life. And they're always there to help us, and they're always there to, you know, if you tell them what you want. If you complain, the problem is if you complain, the more you complain about, the universe hears your complaints and gives you more of it. So the thing of it is you have to say to the angels, okay, like when I'm writing and I'm having a really bad day, I will say, I'm just venting. Just hear me. I'm a woman. I'm just venting, okay? Now, this is how I would like it to be afterwards. And sometimes I get those days like that, you know? Some days I get, like, I don't have anybody to talk to. I need to vent to somebody. But keep your thoughts positive. You know, everybody has those days, but keep your manifestations positive. And, you know, ask the angels, and you kind of can move through. So, okay, I'm done.
Okay. Cool.
So, should we bring Sharon back on?
Yeah, let's bring Sharon back on.
Okay.
Hello, Sharon. What's your question?
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Hi. Okay. I guess looking at the Akashic Records, that's like everything about your life, right? Is that what
the
they
book
are?
Of life. Yeah, the book of life.
Okay. I'm interested in, I guess I'm asking about relationships, you know,
yeah.
that I have and that I have now or that I have had.
I have had.
And anything you can tell me.
Okay, what is your legal name, Sharon? Sharon what?
Marie.
Sharon what?
Sharon
What's
Marie.
Your Marie, last name?
Uh-huh. Naughton.
How do you spell it?
N-A-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Okay. I don't usually do this, but I'm going to do an Akashic Records reading, a mini one for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
It doesn't do this at all.
So I'll say the sacred prayer.
Do you want me to ask a numerology while you're doing that?
What?
Do you want me to ask a numerology while you're doing the prayer?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Sharon, what's your birthday?
8/31/57.
1/57. Okay. 22/4/8.
And so we do acknowledge the forces of light, asking for guidance, direction, and courage to know the truth, as it is revealed for our highest good and the highest good of everyone connected to us. help me know Sharon Marie Naughton in the light of the Akashic Records to see Sharon Marie Naughton through the eyes of Mars. The records are now open. Okay. So Sharon, are you open to hearing everything? Anything?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're a Pleiadian. Do you know what that means?
Nope.
Okay. You're actually not from this realm. You are a quote galactic from the Pleiadian star system. Is that make sense to you?
No, but I used to tease my mother because she had all these weird parts in her body. I used to tease her and she's so different from everybody. I tease her that she was alien all the time, but I was just
okay. So, you know, that's part of our ego where we look at it as being weird or, you know, we don't understand it, but actually for you, this is part of your DNA, and you are Pleiadian. So, I will say this. I would recommend Barbara Marciniak. Okay? You can Google her, and there is some videos about the, you know, Earth, the Living Library. You can listen to that information. This is part of your awakening process. They want you to listen to that information. I'll say that. But you have been here a long time. You were here during Lemuria. Lemuria?
When?
Lemuria. L-E-M-U-R-I-A. Lemuria.
Okay, this is all
okay. So that's okay. Just Google that information. It's part of your personal awakening, and it's just what Spirit wanted to tell you today. So, Lemuria was the original seeding of the humans on the planet, like many billions of years ago. So they're just saying that they want you to understand that lifetime. And you also have a really strong connection to the crystal realm, crystals.
Yeah.
Crystals.
I noticed that. The last few years, I noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have a connection to the crystal realm, and you know, that's something that you have an affinity to from a healer standpoint. So if you, you know, have crystals in your home or use them in your healing work, they're saying that's very strong for you coming through.
Okay. I just know that I was drawn to them. Yeah.
Yes. And by the way, crystals are not just rocks. I mean, they have consciousness. So, you know, you can work with them to heal people or whatever it is that you feel led to do with the crystals. So
most of them stolen. That everything means stolen for me.
Stolen? What do you mean?
Yep. Break in my house, steal everything. Yep.
Really?
Yep. I don't know why. I guess people are jealous and they want it.
Oh, okay. So let's call in the Seraphim. You can call him in. His name is Centauria for protection.
Okay.
You can also call in Archangel Michael for protection.
Yeah, I do pray to St. Michael.
Okay, good. And so it is. So, let's let's change up that energy, because that's not something that we want to continue forward for sure.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Sharon.
I'm just curious about the, you know, like soulmates or if I'm supposed to be alone or with somebody or.
Okay. I've been pulling cards while we're sitting here. Okay, I guess you had somebody in the past, and they deceived you, because I'm picking up deception energy in the past.
Right.
Can you give me a yes or a no on that?
Yes. I had a husband, and also somebody else that I loved.
Okay.
I'm not sure about all the deceit there. I really don't know.
Well, it says deception, codependency, and religious factors. So that's what came out with the reading. That
okay.
came out. I don't know what to make of that. I mean, I would say there's deception in the background. You may have a tendency to be codependent, which a lot of women do. I mean, we have a tendency
right.
to. Make when we find somebody,
right.
we tend to, instead of seeing them actually as they are, we tend to paint a picture and put them in it. And,
yeah.
You know, our happiness depends on them, and we end up getting kind of, how do you say, I don't know how to put the term, is kind of screwed over by it. That's the best thing I can do it. That I can say.
Right.
I think that
right.
there is somebody coming into your life, because I picked the Lenormand cards, and I picked, and actually there's two ways of reading this. I see you went through a bad period, and then it got better, and then there's an anchor, all right? An anchor usually means
mm-hmm.
stationary. Then there's a house. The house is pretty happy. But then I see a ring and a tower. Now, the ring and tower could be a contract. That's what is possible. It could be a work contract, a commitment of some sort, or the ring could be somebody that's coming into your life, you know, some kind of commitment. Underneath, because I've got three sets of cards laid, because Jen's faster going into the Akashic Records than I am. I have the Ace of Emotion, which is there's announcing a new experience that's going to come into your life. All right? So what I think this spread is trying to tell me is that, first of all, you have to things are going to start moving quickly. So you're going to have to plan, and you're going to have to put up a vision board on what you want. All right? That's going to be a thing. I think there's somebody that is coming into your life. There's either a contract or a commitment coming into your life, and it could be a work contract. Or it could be some kind of contract that you have, you know, with work or something else. Now, after it says deception, codependent, it says religious factors. Are you really religious?
Yes.
Okay. This might be something that would either the person that you're going to meet also shares your religion, or this might be a factor that kind of, you know, splits you two apart. But it doesn't look like that, okay? So I would suggest that if you are religious, if you go out to, you know, church functions and things like that, that you might meet somebody there. But don't look at them with rose-colored glasses. Don't base your happiness
uh-huh.
just on them. You, apparently, from what Jen said and what I'm picking up, is you have a lot of gifts yourself, but you've been too shy to open up your gifts. And to really get them out there. I mean, to really start working on them and get them out there. You know, if your mother had
right.
that kind of energy, then, girl, you got that
yeah.
kind of energy, okay? I mean, if you're teasing,
right.
we only tease what we know. If we tease somebody, we're like,
right.
aha, and then we're like, yeah, we have the same thing too. So you probably have the same thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't go against your religion. It's you're making your connection to spirit stronger and stronger. And I think that if you can – if you can work on those things, once you work on yourself, spirit will bring you somebody, and it'll come pretty quickly.
Right.
So it says,
okay.
to get busy and to follow your instincts and have fun. Remember that you're capable, you're self-assured, you know, just get out there and put yourself out there, and don't be afraid to put your gifts out there. You know, work with those crystals. take, you know, there's something called the Seraphim Blueprint that people teach, and that would kind of help unlock your potential and stuff like that. So the thing is, the person will come when you start being more sure about your gifts and who you are. Because when you're sure about who you are and your gifts, there's going to, that tendency to be codependent is going to go away, because you're going to be more, you know, I'm me, I'm Sharon, I know what I want.
Right. You know, what you hit on, there was somebody that I was committed to, and
mm-hmm.
actually pulled away because of religious beliefs. But it's not that I would never be with them again. So I don't know. That's kind of,
well,
and would you share that?
Under that ring and tower, it says religious factors. So maybe that was the person. I don't know. But right under,
right.
because right in the middle of, I love Lenormand. I really do. I love Rhonda George, who teaches Lenormand, and I love Lenormand. So I've kind of put the cards in, there's like five at the top, you know, and I told you what they were, three, deception, codependency, religious factors, and underneath there's eight of action. And that means that things are going to, I guess things were kind of moving quickly in the past. Ace of emotion, which usually is, you know, somebody's news coming into your life. They're going to come strolling in, ding, 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 you know. And helper of action, which means that things are going to, you know, that there's a lot of wonderful things to do. And it would be great if you take time to plan ahead. But I'm also getting hit from spirit is you have to fulfill your spiritual mission. And whatever your spiritual mission is, you'll be much happier within yourself if you start making plans and start working on your spiritual mission. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about healing. I'm talking about, you know, those gifts that you have as a Palladian.
Okay. You know, honey, I missed a lot of what you said. I can go back and listen.
Okay.
I was disconnected, so I have to call back.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought
okay,
it was quiet on the other
that.
Side. All right. Well, if you can go back, listen, then that would be, you know, but I think that once you go
yeah.
into your spiritual thing, then, you know, this person is going to come along pretty quickly.
Okay.
Okay.
I've been having a lot of physical difficulty to the point where I've, you know, been trying to get disability, but the last couple of days, I can't even walk. My back is so bad, and I don't know why.
Oh.
I don't know what. I'm wondering if you can pick up anything that caused this to be so bad.
I don't do that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't do that.
Okay.
Okay? All right. We usually just
yep.
have one question of mine, too. All right. Thanks for calling, Sharon.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Sharon. Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi. 604.
Hi.
How can
Hi.
I help
my
you?
Name's Helen. Hi. My name's Helen.
Helen. Hi,
Helen.
Helen.
Yes.
Hi, Helen.
Hello. Very interesting
yeah.
show.
Thank
and
you.
Kind of mind-boggling, you know. But I wanted to ask. It is, really.
Thank you. That's what we're going for.
And,
we push the envelope.
You know, you kind of think it, but, you know, you don't really kind of get it put to you in that way. Thank you so much. But I wanted to ask if you give me an Akasha record reading also.
Yeah, so Helen, what's your name on your license, please? Helen.
Oh, Louise Helen.
Helen Louise.
Yeah.
Louise
Helen or Louise? Louise Helen, but I go by Helen
Louise.
Or Louise.
Okay, and what
Louise.
Is your last name? I need to know your.
Pardon?
I need to know your legal name.
My married name?
Like, what's on your license or whatever?
Your legal
Louise
name.
Helen, oh, Louise Helen O'Flynn.
How do you spell that?
O apostrophe F L Y N N.
O apostrophe S L Y N N.
F as in Frank, apostrophe F.
Oh, F. F. Okay.
F. L-I-N-N.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
I hope I don't get cut off. If I do, I'm listening.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. And Grace, do you want to do her numerology?
I'm just going to pull Leonard Mon card. Do you have a question while she's working on your stuff?
You mean personal?
Yeah, personal question.
Oh, I always like romance.
Oh, romance? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and so we're doing knowledge of forces of light. Okay. So, okay. So they're talking about Ireland very strongly. Have you been to Ireland, Louise?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Okay. So you are very connected to the divine feminine energy of the planet. Do you know this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You actually came in as a floaty through, I call it a floaty, not a human form through Ireland, the country. This was a very long time ago. And they're showing me the Hill of Tara, Hill of Tara. Okay. So, you know, your soul mission is basically to bring the divine feminine energy into the planet in whatever way that manifests, per se. You're a very old soul. And, gosh, do you know about your genealogy? Have you been told?
What? On one side, but not on the other.
Okay.
A little,
what's your
connection
to Ireland? Can you tell me about that genealogy?
I don't really have any. That's my ex-husband's. That's my married name, my ex-husband.
Oh, O'Flynn is your married name?
Yes.
Okay.
You said on the license.
What about your mother's side?
Not in Ireland, no. Austria.
Oh, Austria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she came from Germany. Interesting.
No, my great-grandfather did, but my other grandfather came from the Ukraine.
Oh, the Ukraine. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So, okay, so you've got Austria, through your mother and Ukraine through your dad?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I'm hearing Mary Magdalene in my right ear. And you have a very strong connection to Mary Magdalene and the divine feminine energy. And I think you've got that connection through Germany, through your DNA. Do you know what that means?
I'm not sure. I did grow up Catholic, and my mother's name is Magdalena.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, your mother's name is Magdalene?
Magdalena.
Wow,
no
that's
way.
So cool.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
I love doing this. I swear to God, you couldn't make this stuff up. Okay, so Louise, okay, through your Austrian connection, you have a DNA connection to Mary Magdalene through that line. So are you familiar with the Da Vinci Code?
Somewhat.
Okay, I would highly recommend reading the book or watching the movie again. So Mary Magdalene was the wife of Jesus, and after he was crucified, Mary Magdalene left on a boat with a bunch of people and came to Saint-Marie in France, Saint-Marie-du-Mer. And she set up the, you know, Divine Feminine in France, southern France, which was then called the Cathars. Now, Mary Magdalene and Jesus had three children, and one of them went to Glastonbury, Sarah, which then established the Merovingian king's line. Okay?
That's my sister's name.
Is this resonating with you?
My sister's name is Sarah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got a lot. Oh, my gosh. I mean, my dear, I'm so glad to talk to you. This is really a big day for you because it's like you're kind of stepping into your power as, you know, they're saying the word divine queen of the divine feminine. So continue doing your thing. You have the DNA in your blood, and you're spreading this energy throughout the planet. You really are. I would so love to connect to you offline. If you can send me an email or message me on Facebook or something like that, I would love to connect with you. We have a group that is doing healings on Fridays at 11 o'clock. We'd love to have you in our group if you're open to that.
You could give me your email address again because I'm taping this right now. And then
okay.
All right. Well, she's got it on www.bluemarbleonline.com. Do you have a contact in there, Jen?
Yeah, I have a. You can send a prayer request, and it'll come to my email through that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't hear this right. It's on the computer also, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes. So.
And
can I run?
Yeah, go ahead, Grace.
It looks like in the past I see like a codependent relationship and there was some kind of addiction involved. This was in the past. Looks like there's somebody new in your life and there's a chemistry between the two of you. I don't know. This is what the cards are saying. And that you need to express how you feel. This is because the middle line is romance cards, Dorian Virtue, it says codependency, chemistry, and express your love. And that's what there's a strong magnetic attraction with you and this person. Now, I see the ending of I don't know if it's a job, the ending of a job, or when you talked about the ending of your marriage or all that stuff, but what I get for the Leonard Wong cards is the tower, the cross, the house, the fish, and the mountain. So the cross and the tower to me says there's something ending. It could be a job. It could have been, as you said, your marriage or things like that, but something was in the past. The house is a good place to be because that's house, family. In front of you are the fish, and the fish is money, and that could be money coming in. But after that, I see the mountains. So there could be some fear about going around money. I mean, money should flow. But there might be some fear about whether you're going to have enough money or not. At the bottom, I've pulled the Guardian Angel cards, and it seems like you're just finished a period in your life, and it was successful. You did what you had to do, successful completion. You know, this was in the past. Now it's time you can set your mind to whatever you want to do now. It's now you're intelligent, you're passionate, you're fun, and you can handle whatever comes to you, and you can pretty much make up what you want to do. They want you to review your life now and decide what you want to do. They're like, okay, now you have to decide what you want to do. Also, don't romanticize the past. The Six of Emotion came up, and that's usually people who romanticize either childhood or their past. Pretty much they're telling you have an open an open road ahead of you. Now you can decide what you want to do. And you're going to have to change some of your ideas about money, or it's, you know, you're going to cause it to stop flowing. So that's kind of what I got for your card readings. That's it.
Do you know when this person's coming in, or?
No, I don't have. It seems to come along with what you're going to decide to do next. It's kind of your thinking of what you're going to do next.
Okay.
Okay, because it seems like you've just finished a big chapter in your life. And I don't have a time period on it because I don't have a lot of romance cards coming out for you. All right? That's it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, you there?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Jen. That's all we have.
Yeah. You can just put me on mute.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Jen, are you there? Huh, looks like we have some dead air here. It's either I'm not there or she's not there.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We're done, Grace. That's all the callers, my friend.
Okay. All right. So have a great time in Super Bowl tonight.
Thanks. You too. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles. Talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Love you. Bye.